Days of protests and calls for justice in a small Florida community.
Justice for Trayvon!
There, unarmed African-American teenager Trayvon Martin last month was shot and killed during a confrontation with a neighborhood Crime Watch volunteer. George Zimmerman spotted Martin as he walked to his father's home on a rainy night in this gated community. Zimmerman called police emergency.
This guy looks like he's up to no good or he's on drugs or something.
He's told they always get away.
Are you following him?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need you to do that.
But Zimmerman apparently followed Martin anyway. A short time later, neighbors heard screams, then gunfire.
They're wrestling right in the back of my porch.
Zimmerman says he shot Trayvon Martin in self-defense after being attacked. Police have not charged him with a crime because of a Florida law known as Stand Your Ground. It gives people the right to protect themselves with deadly force, even outside their homes. Martin's parents reject the self-defense claim. They say their son was targeted because he was black.
If he had been white, he wouldn't have been stopped. He wouldn't have been approached at all.
Zimmerman's family says he's not a racist, but many African Americans say the case is about stereotypes of young black men as violent criminals.
How can you justify that shooting?
The Sanford, Florida Police Department is under fire for its investigation. The city's mayor, Jeff Triplett.
There were mistakes made. We're going to handle that. I mean, we're going to act accordingly.
Authorities admit they overlooked evidence of what some believe was a racial slur that Zimmerman allegedly made before shooting Martin. Legal analyst Bill Schaefer.
One certainly may argue that that statement coupled with the other evidence may cause the state attorney's office to start looking at a hate crime.
Police officers also failed to interview Martin's girlfriend. Police records show she spoke to him by phone moments before his death. She says he told her he was trying to get away from someone. Martin family attorney Ben Crump.
This claim that Trayvon Martin was the aggressor is preposterous. And it cannot be allowed to stand because we have all the evidence now.
Arrest Zimmerman now.
Tensions in the small community are on the rise as civil rights leaders hold protest marches. Social media are also attracting national attention to the case. More than 1 million people have signed an online petition demanding Zimmerman's arrest. Sabrina Fulton is Trayvon Martin's mother.
I don't understand why this man has not been arrested. At least charged, and let a judge and jury decide if he's guilty.
That won't bring her son back, but as federal and state authorities investigate the killing of Trayvon Martin, some lawmakers are questioning the law that allows people to defend themselves with deadly force. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.